Very good. Question number two. The information provided was of high quality and valuable. Press 2 if you agree strongly. 3, agree. 4, no opinion. 5, disagree. 6, disagree strongly. Once again, the information provided was of high quality and valuable. 2, agree strongly. 3, agree. 4, no opinion. 5, disagree. 6, disagree strongly. Question number 3. The information I received is relevant to my position. 2, agree strongly. 3, agree. 4, no opinion. 5, disagree. 6, disagree strongly. Once again, the information I received is relevant to my position. 2, agree strongly. 3, agree. 4, no opinion. 5, disagree. 6, disagree strongly. Question 4. I will be able to apply what I learned in my position. 2, agree strongly. 3, agree. 4, no opinion. 5, disagree. 6, disagree strongly. Once again, I will be able to apply what I've learned in my position. 2, agree strongly. 3, agree. 4, no opinion. 5, disagree. 6, disagree strongly. The customer handouts were effective in assisting with following the presentations. 2, agree strongly. 3, agree. 4, no opinion. 5, disagree. 6, disagree strongly. Once again, the customer handouts were effective in assisting with following the presentations. 2, agree strongly. 3, agree. 4, no opinion. 5, disagree. And 6, disagree strongly. Over to you, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Now let's go to the question and answer portion of the program. We're going to try to get to as many of your questions as possible in a lot of time. In fact, we have a little extra time. We have about 35 minutes if necessary. But if you don't get your question answered, feel free to call 1-800-637-7740 in the U.S. Again, that's 1-800-637-7740 in the U.S. And that's our direct marketing organizations, and they're set up to answer questions if you have any.
We'll take our first question from Mr. Sewell's site in Dubuque. Go ahead, please.
Hi. This is Joe Ruisi. I support MBS Unix or your SNA products, and I had a question about where the Technical Support Solution Center is that would be getting tech support from. Is that in Chelmsford?
The first question to ask is, what systems are you running your SNA products over? Is it Series 700s or are it servers?
No, I asked a specific question for a reason, and I wanted to know if we would be using your North American Solution Center in Chelmsford, Massachusetts, for tech support, for level 2, level 3 type tech support questions and problems.
The level 2 and level 3 support goes to different parts of the world depending on what time it is and what the product set is. For SNA Plus questions, that often lands here in Cupertino. If it's a question that's coming from Europe, we have a European response center there with expert center engineers backing them up for level 2 and 3 support. for your location, I imagine it would come into Mountain View most frequently and then into Cupertino.
May I continue?
Yes.
All right. You mentioned that you have some PC networking solutions. I want to know, can you mix NT and some on a LAN with x86 Unix or OS2?
I'm sorry, are you talking about the server, an x86 Unix as a server?
I'm certainly not. I am talking about it coexisting on the same local area network with Windows NT and OS2.
Okay.
And or OS2.
Okay, as a client, okay. Well, you can connect to our servers, our HP 9000 servers, running NFS and LAN Manager, and then the Unix clients and the OS2 clients and the PC clients can share files, because the LAN Manager allows Unix users through NFS and PC users through LAN Manager to access the same files on our HP 9000 servers.
That is not, while it is related, is not really directly addressing my question. Are they sharing the same token ring?
Yeah, they're
using
the same link.
They are sharing the same physical local area network?
Yes, yes.
Next question.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Furr in Aloha. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I want to know if HP has any plans at all to support 100BASE-T anytime in the near future.
Yes, we actually are investigating that right now, and we do intend to provide a product on our HP 9000 servers once a chipset becomes available on the market right now. We're waiting. There's a huge There right now is a huge issue in terms of getting chipsets that meet the industry standard 802.13. That's the 100BASE-T fast Ethernet standard. And once the chipsets are made available, we will implement that into a card and provide a 100BASE-T product on our servers.
Okay, so if I'm at this time right now not using VG AnyLAN and have already converted to 100BASE-T, then I will be able to put my 9000s on a 100BASE-T system
within a year? Right, if you're implementing Bay Networks, I'd say routers or bridges that emphasize 100BASE-T, if they follow industry standard, our card will be able to talk to those particular internetworking devices.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Bishop's location in Orlando. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Mike McClure. I have two questions, if I could. You mentioned NetWare for HP 9K. Is that running native or in emulation?
That's the NetWare for Unix product. What happens is with the 9.0 product, is Novell provides NetWare for Unix source to a third party. They implemented that as NetWare for Unix, and we sell that as NetWare for Unix for 9.0. For 10.0, the NetWare for Unix source from Novell, the HP engineers implemented the 10.0 product. And again, that's a NetWare for Unix. And again, we do emulate the native PC server, but we are not implementing the NetWare directly on PA RISC as a operating system.
Okay, so you're running it in emulation, basically.
Yes.
Second question is CCMail. Are you offering HP OpenMail as a substitute or a client, I should say, for CCMail on the HP 9K?
OpenMail supports CCMail clients.
I'm talking about the opposite. If I have a CCMail post office, will HP OpenView act as a client or a receiver for that?
You know, I don't know the details about how an OpenMail server might exchange messages with CCMail servers. But I would give a call to the 800 number, and I'm sure they can get a response to you on that. Let me repeat the number. It's 800-637-7740.
Got one additional question here.
One additional one is on FDDI, the Novell server, does it support 802.3 raw type packets where they're really, I guess, Novell illegal, but with some servers you can get that support. Otherwise, it'd be 802.2 or Ethernet 2 type packets on FDDI.
You're in the U.S., I assume?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I would recommend you call the 800 number. I don't know specifically the frame types that our NetWare supports over FDDI.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Weber's location in Port Washington. Go ahead, please.
I have a few questions related to Fiber Channel. One, are you looking to support Fiber Channel on other than the K-class machines like E-classes and 3000?
Right. What's going on right now is we are developing an NIO card that we're hoping to have it be single slot, single card solution, so Fiber Channel at 266 megabits per second off of an NIO bus, because a gigabit solution off of NIO doesn't make much sense. But we'd be able to offer Fiber Channel at least two cards in each server, E all the way up to T500s, obviously.
Well, will Fiber Channel will support the LAN manager and NT solutions as well over him?
It's a little too early to tell about specific applications that will run over Fiber Channel. I can tell you in our first release, we will support TCP/IP and also something like TCP/IP, which is called lightweight TCP/IP, to reduce latency for the cluster. Eventually, I think there's investigation going on in terms of what other protocols to run over the link.
I have a second question related to LAN manager. How do we do a migration from 1.4 to 2.2, but is there cost involved? Is there product upgrades, or is it just something we get because we have support?
Okay, the LAN manager upgrades, there is an upgrade credit on the 2.2 product. So if you order 2.2, what you do is you order the license, which is actually, what I've done is we don't have credits anymore. What we have is a LAN manager product, which is an upgrade license. And so you'll order the media manuals, and you'll order the upgrade license, which is less expensive than the licenses if you're buying it new. So you order the upgrade license, and that gives you the credit for the product. So the 1.4 to 2.2 was a major role, and then 2.2 to 3.5 is also going to be a major role. And there are you need to purchase the upgrades. The support gives you the support option gives you the ongoing maintenance releases. In 2.2, we're shipping many maintenance releases. If you've noticed on 1.4, we haven't shipped a lot of maintenance releases because basically it's been a very stable, functionally stable product. So 2.2 has many more maintenance releases, and Advanced Server for Unix will have many maintenance for releases. For example, with 2.2, the 1.4 migration utilities, if you had support, you would receive those, and the performance enhancements, the FDDI support, and the WAN extensions all came as a for customers on support.
Are you going to have any path from 1.4 to NT? Most of that's come from, like, do I want to change to 2.2, and eventually do I want to do another major change to the servers I have?
I don't. At this time, we're not planning any credit to go from 1.4 to Advanced Server for Unix. But if you look, we repriced our NOSes in the last couple months, and they're very competitively priced versus the native net NOSes. So if you look at the pricing for LAN Manager 2.2 today, it's very competitive. And Advanced Server for Unix will also be competitive, meaning that you can acquire licenses very inexpensively.
Thanks.
Thank Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Tingley in Terre Haute. Go ahead, please.
Yes, my question is about the 100VG and Ethernet. Will we be able to run it over Cat 3, did you say?
Yes.
And my next question is that at 100 megabits?
Yes, that's at 100 megabits per second.
And that card is available for PCs?
That card is available for PCs today. It's been available since 1994.
And you talked about it having two connections. One, I'm assuming, is an RJ45, and the other one would be...
They're both, well, dependent upon the type of wire that you're running out, but it uses a standard RJ45 connector. And it depends on, I'm saying depends because if you decided to use a multi-mode connector, or a multi-mode, just fiber optics in general, you'd use a different connector.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Sewell in Dubuque. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Joe Ruisi here again. I had a question. A number of questions, but the first one is ISDN, is that implemented in sockets or streams?
It's streams-based.
It is streams-based, and that is for the, that is for what level of HPUX?
It's been available, I think, for 9.04. It was released on 9.04. So it's a stream-based, it has DLPI implemented into it, so you can run streams over the link, or write an API to the link if you wish. And as we roll to new operating systems, it'll be supported on those operating systems as well.
Okay, next question for the SNA products. Can I define gateways, standard SNA, hierarchical SNA gateway, as well as a peer-to-peer or a gateway on the same physical line?
On the same physical line you want to do?
Is it MCP definition, line which falls under group. Okay, are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay, can I define both the standard SNA gateway as well as a peer-to-peer gateway on the same physical line?
I'm not aware of being able to define both a PU Type 2 and a PU 2.1 on the same line.
Well, a PU 2.0 is a downward-compatible PU 2 Type 2 within an APPN scheme, right? Within a composite node. Isn't that correct?
If you want to run a composite node, that's fine. Yes, it will work.
Oh, wait. No, I'm saying to you, I was asking you if you had the same understanding as myself before we had any agreement that a PU Type 2 or standard SNA type PU Type 2 is really referred to as a PU 2.0 within a composite node. Do you understand that to be true?
Yes.
Okay, that means you have PU 2 accessibility within a composite node, right?
Right.
Okay, therefore you can have both standard hierarchical SNA gateway, and it makes logical sense to do this, and you can also have a peer-to-peer. In other words, do you have downward compatibility, and can you talk hierarchical SNA on the same physical line? Can I define the two gateways, peer-to-peer and SNA?
That is not often done.
That is done.
You can do that with our gateway.
Not with yours, perhaps, but definitely with other gateways. I know that for a fact. Secondly, somebody brought up Brixton. What runs under on HPUX? What Brixton products are you carrying over?
We're not carrying Brixton products directly. You'd have to contact Brixton for that. They do run on our platform.
I see. Lastly, would you consider your SNA product to be an architected SNA product?
It follows the standard architecture, yes. Published by IBM.
I see. All right. And I do have some other concerns. Do you currently support 3780 communications?
You're talking about the 3780 tape drive?
No, a bisynchronous remote job entry terminal, data communications terminal.
On our HP3000, yes.
But not for the 9000.
But not on the 9000. No, we only have the 3770.
So the answer then is currently you can't support a gateway on the same SNA and peer-to-peer gateways on the same physical line.
No, that's incorrect. You misheard me.
Oh.
We're able to support both PU 2.1 and PU 2.0 on our gateway. Yes, we support both of those.
On the same, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's it for me for now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Roman in Longview. Go ahead, please. Go ahead, Mr. Roman.
Sorry, my microphone was off. We have here an HP 9000 series 827S, and I'd like to know, will the 100 VG card be available for that?
Yes.
Yes.
It has an NIO bus in it, correct? You have NIO slots, then it will be supported in that box.
Okay, so then we can use that, and with our other, can that run at 10 megabits until we have everybody else up at 100?
Absolutely. When you're putting in the rest of the infrastructure to run at 100 VG, you can run at 10 base T using that 100 VG card. That's correct.
So if we have a mix of 10 base Ts and 100 VGs, that will work at 10 until we have everybody with a 100 card?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. We can't run at 100 while we have 10s on, though, right?
You can. You can mix them. Through the hub.
Okay.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Tingley in Terre Haute. Go ahead, please.
Yes, it's Greg Allen. And my question is, I may need the 800 number again. It may be beyond the scope of this conference, but is there any way to get the 3,000 in this interoperability questioning? Is there any way to get the 3,000, or the 9,000, I guess, to handle spooling from the 3,000 to take advantage of, in other words, what I'm asking, is there any way to take advantage of the Unix-style spooling over the 3,000s?
This is Rosemary Shivari from CSY. I'm trying to visualize exactly what you were asking. Do you want to take HP 9000 print files and send them out through the HP 3000 spooler?
No, the other way.
Vice versa.
Vice versa.
Okay, so you want to take HP 3000 spool files?
Right.
And print them off the 9000?
Right, because the 9000 runs the Unix. The Unix spooling is constantly waking up. It's constantly there, constantly hitting the networked printers.
Uh-huh.
Where the 3000 has that time frame where you set to take advantage of the spooling, it only wakes up every so often and searches the whole spool, then packages it and sends it, where the Unix is always looking.
Okay, let me try to look at this another way. But your printers are connected to the LAN, they're network printers.
Yes, they are.
Okay, and you don't want to send the 3,000 spool files directly to the network printers. You want to go
through the 9,000 to take advantage of its spooling.
Yeah. Well, there's various ways to transfer those files over to the 9000 and then have them go through the spooler.
Okay.
I imagine you know probably would take it might take a little bit of code, but it shouldn't be too overwhelming.
Okay. Should I go through the 800 number to get that answered?
Yeah. Yes, you can go through the 800 number. The other thing you might want to do is we have a 800 number specifically for the HP 3000, and you may want to call and leave your question on that as well.
Okay, can I get that number?
Yes, that is 1-800-224-HP3K.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll take our next question from Mr. Rintala in Houston. Go ahead, please.
I just wanted some more information on the Indirex conference, where it is held and what the cost is.
Sure. This is Sarah Lundgren. The base cost is $795, and it's in Toronto this year.
Oh, okay.
August 14th through 18th. And
okay.
You can call our 800. Are you in the U.S.?
Yes, I am.
You can call our 800 number, which is 1-800-INDIREX.
Yes.
And we can send you information.
Okay.
Okay, and you can certainly call me, too. You can ask for me if you called in at the 800 number.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Weber in Port Washington. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Dave Pollitt. We have a couple more questions concerning the Fibre Channel.
Yes?
Can you give us an idea of when Fibre Channel cards would be available for the HP 3000?
I'm going to let Rosie answer that, because she represents CSY.
Hi. Right now, Fiber Channel is under investigation on the HP3000. We are looking into it actively. I do not have any time frames at the moment. However, we would be interested in talking to you regarding what your needs would be. If you could also leave your name and number on the 800 number for the HP3000. Again, that's 1-800-224-HP3K. We would like to hear from you about that.
Great. Okay. Great. My next question is, in the diagrams that you included at the back of the package, you showed a link between a 100 VG system and fiber channel.
Okay.
How would that be connected, via a router? Would that be a port on the VG hub that would go to the fiber channel? Or what is the details of that?
A port. It would most likely be a port on the switch, fiber channel switch.
And it would have a VG?
A VG port and also probably an ATM port. That's currently under investigation on the CNO switch coming out of our Canadian Networks operation.
Okay. And I have one last question concerning ISDN. From the diagram, it wasn't clear. Can we get a data rate of 128K from the both bearer channels, or is it only single bearer channel at 64K?
Only the single channel at 64K.
Okay.
Are you going to cover, do 128 any point?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Will you ever go up to 128 to support full 128?
Yes, that's under investigation right now.
Okay.
Very good. We'll take our next question from Mr. Watson in St. Louis. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Yes, I was interested in what you're doing with your fiber channel connecting into mass storage.
Yes.
And where you see that going and the type of systems that you see hanging off of a single connection from that platform. And also, do you see that interface possibly acting as a network switch for other Unix servers within the data center?
So that you would hook in like sort of a carpet cluster where it's not really a cluster, but
sure.
Fiber Channel has essentially three topologies, point-to-point, switched, and something called Fiber Channel Arbitrated Loop. What we're doing in the first release of our Fiber Channel products, which is the first half of next year, is offering something called a SCSI MUX. And what this MUX essentially does is offer front-end Fiber Channel attached with four SCSI buses off the back, so you can hook in all your legacy mass storage stuff off of the MUX. We're also right now currently recruiting, actively recruiting and working with vendors, mass storage vendors such as Seagate, to implement our fiber channel optic set, it's called Tachyon, the chipset, into mass storage peripherals. And what they would use, the last topology I talked about was arbitrated loop. And what this essentially is a shared medium that's sort of next generation to fast-wide SCSI. It can go up to gigabit speeds on the loop, but because it is a shared medium, the more devices you put on the loop, you're going to get some degradation in terms of your performance. And rather than the 15 devices on a bus for SCSI, you can hook up to 127 devices on the loop. And it can go up to 10 kilometers in terms of the wire that you hook the loop on. So what we're trying to have vendors do would be, Seagate right now is developing a disk array which would have the arbitrated loop inside the box. So you could have the point-to-point attachment to the fiber channel mass storage or be able to access it through the switch.
Okay, have you done any work with EMC on their
Centrix product? Yes, we are talking to EMC as well. We're talking to a lot of mass storage vendors right now to implement Fiber Channel.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I've got some large systems, and we're getting many more, yours as well as others.
Right.
And I'm interested in creating a large disk farm out there for them, and I'm looking for the right product to manage that.
Right. Fiber Channel, I think, would be really appropriate for that particular environment. And anybody that implements the Fiber Channel, because of the forum that I had talked about earlier, FCSI, we've released, HP along with IBM and Sun has released profiles. So the mass storage vendor would take these profiles, which are essentially guidelines, and write those products around these guidelines, and it sort of ensures interoperability from the get-go. Plus, there are some interoperability, sort of like UNH and also, I can't remember, the advanced, like AMD was offering for FDDI. There's interoperability tests that are being pulled together for Fiber Channel. There's one being done right now out of Lawrence Livermore Labs in California. So we are really pushing the technology and also pushing interoperability and trying to really get vendors, mass storage vendors, to pick it up, as well as developing mass storage devices in-house through our other divisions.
Great. Push harder.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you. We have one additional question from Mr. Brooks in Tucson. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to get some information or clarify the availability of these 100 VG AnyLAN cards for the PCs, 9000s and 3000s. Did you say they are available today?
The 100 VG cards are available today on the PC. 100 VG for the server, HP9000 server, will be available June 1st of this year through a referenced relationship with Interface Corporation. We'll be offering it as an HP product in the October of this year timeframe.
Okay.
Okay, for the HP 3000, we are also looking at the same 100 VG AnyLAN card for the NIO-based HP9000 systems. It will be the same card. And we probably, at this point, it's probably 12 to 18 months away since we have to develop the entire driver.
Okay, on the PC side, are these cards, do they require an ISA bus, ESA bus? I mean,
it's an ESA bus that's used, okay. Standard ESA bus for the PC. And I know that there's also development of pushing 100 VG onto other buses as well, like MCA and what other PC architectures are out there? PCI. Yes, that's definitely being looked into.
What about, I mean, what about for ISA? Anything that you're aware of there?
Yeah, I think there is a card available. One of the things you could do if you wanted to find out about the PC products would be to contact our Roseville Networks division.
Call
the 800 number.
Yeah, call the 800 number and they'll be able to
direct you to the
direct
right,
you the right person.
Okay.
Do you need that number again or do you have that?
Yeah, could I get the number again? Because I'm also going to be, I don't know if you may not be able to answer questions about cost, but maybe they can.
Yeah, they'll be able to help you. 800-637-7740.
I believe what they have, what Roseville Networks Division have, is they basically have a 10-100 card that goes into the PC and can run either the 10 megabits or the 100 megabits VG.
Okay, well, I'll give them a call.
And hubs, yes.
Thanks.
Thank you. We did have one additional question registered for Mr. Zhang in Palo Alto. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is Phyllis Guerra from City Palo Alto. I have two questions.
Hello?
Hello?
His line has disconnected.
Okay. Maybe you want to give him a moment to try to call back in?
Okay. If we do have any additional questions, go ahead and press 1 at this time. At this time, no additional questions have registered.
Oh, why don't we wait for a couple more minutes here and see if the gentleman from Palo Alto wants to come back on.
Very good. We did have one question from Mr. O'Neill. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I'm wondering if anyone there would be willing or able to comment on the expected direction of OpenView Network Node Manager in light of recent announcements or possibly even rumors that I've read concerning Hewlett-Packard and Computer Associates merging of the two products.
Okay, this is Jim Zapp. I can briefly address that. What Computer Associates has done is they have announced that they are going to actually run on top of the OpenView platform. The OpenView, you ought to try to get a little bit more information but OpenView has three platforms. They have Network Node Manager, they have Operations Center, and they have Admin Center. And all these are platforms for implementing applications on top. And so what CA has done is they have selected OpenView platforms to implement their applications on top. So they're not, it's complementary and it's an extension to provide in systems and application management. Node Manager is still, you know, the premier network management foundation.
Fine. Good. Thank you.
We have no additional questions, and we have not heard from Palo Alto yet.
Okay, I think we're going to go ahead and finish up then. Okay, that's all we have time for today. I encourage everyone listening to fill out their comment card and let us know in more detail what you liked or disliked about the telephone conference, and if there are any more topics you want to hear about from HP, it'd be nice to hear from you. It could be one of the subjects you heard today, but also could be something else that you had not heard about. But we're really interested in finding out more of the topics you want to hear about with regards to heterogeneous systems integrated with HP 9000 servers. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Thanks, and we'll look forward to talking to you in a few months. Until then, goodbye.
This concludes tape number one. The program is continued on tape number two.